But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am. And now abide in faith, O charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Hallelujah. Charity, charity, charity. And everybody understand that charity is love there. That's what it represents there, love. Okay. So the question that you may be seated, thank you very much. The question that is on everybody's mind, as people always want to give their own definition of love. Love is a word that has so many different explanations, so many different meanings. But I looked at it and I said, what is love? For me, it's what we experience in any moment that we are with someone without having or believing any judgment about the person, good or bad. So love has three inherent qualities. One, love is complete acceptance. This is where you allow someone to be exactly as they are, without any belief that they are good enough, without any belief that they would be better if they are different. Two, love is selfless. This is where true love does not want anything in return. We just love for the sake of love. Last, it said love unconditional. The agape kind of love, hallelujah, Jesus, is when we truly love someone. We can't stop loving them regardless of what they say or do. Therefore, I could also say that in 1 John 4, he said, he that loveth not knoweth not God, because God is love. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. The next commandment, he said, you must love your neighbor. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, as I go, I said, this love, as a child of God, we must know how to love. We must not just come and say, oh, I love you, I love you, and I love you. We must show the love. The love must proceed from us. The love must not just talk because you wanted to talk because you have a mouth. You must make the love radiate from you. So child of God, I expect for you, so when you stand out there, even at school, anyone going to school, at work, or in your house, you must remember love, because God is love. And he said, for God loveth the world, so he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. I clearly remember, I watched and I read it, hallelujah, Jesus, when he gave his life for us. They beat him, they tortured him, hallelujah, Jesus. They nailed him, hallelujah. Just imagine what he was going through at that time. Hallelujah, the blood was dripping, hallelujah. Yes. He was in agony. Just remember when our mother was, or anyone hurts you, or you feel, that is not the feeling, but he has been beaten. He has nailed his hand, nailed his feet, but he did it because he
love.
Hallelujah. So that's the kind of love I want my brothers and sisters to have tonight. Sometimes we come to church, we think about hallelujah, and we say a lot of praise, and we sing a lot of praise and worship songs. But I tell you, if you sing those songs and you don't have love, it doesn't mean nothing. You could come and you could say, oh, the joy of the Lord is mine. You could say, Rock of Ages, stand for me. You could say, oh, way to Calvary. You could say, my soul magnifies. Lord, but my sister and brother, I said, if you don't have love, it doesn't make sense. Yes. So you need to regroup and come again, because love is God, because God is love. You remember, I said, if you don't love me, if you can't love me, you can't love God.
That's right.
Just remember that, my brothers and sisters. Amen. As I've said before, it said, for God loved the world, that he gave begotten Son. He gave his Son for me and you. How many of us could dare to stand in replace of our children? Can you give up your daughter in a circumstances like that? Can you do that? If you can, that means you love that child. But if you can't do that, my brother and sister, there is something lacking from inside you. There is that fruit, the first fruit, which is love. Every other fruit encompasses in that one love. So if you love, you are on your way. But if you have no love in you, you are not on your way. You are loving. It said, love your enemies, wife. Love him. Love your neighbor. Yeah. Too much time we have quarreled. We hear rumors. We hear so many things. And he said, I'm not talking to her. She talks too much. I'm not talking to mommy. Mommy talk too much. I'm not talking to daddy. Daddy talk too much. Oh, what happened to that teacher at school? I'm not going to do it. I hate her. Oh, that lady, wow. She always talk. Remember, you're a child of God. And if you're a child of God, these words must not proceed out of your mouth. Because if these words proceed, these are evil words. And if these words proceed out of your mouth, you are not of God. That day, for that day, the love is not dwelling within you. Because Jesus is love. And if Jesus is love, and you do all the things that out of love, that means you are not of him. Come on, my brother and sister. It says, start loving them. So despite what they are doing, you need to start loving them. You need to search your heart at this moment. You need to say, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. What way am I going wrong? Am I doing the things that I should be? Am I loving the people I should love? Am I caring for people? Because God said, for God so loved, he gave it. And he said, there's no greater love.
No greater love.
Hallelujah. So you want to think about it. He said it. It is in the Bible. It's nowhere else. He said it. And if you want to go there, if you want to see him, if you want to get caught up to meet him in the air, if you want to be here with him, you have to have love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. As I said, love is Jesus and Jesus is love. Tell your neighbor, just tell your neighbor beside you. Love is all we need. Come on, tell him what it means. Love is all we need. Come on, hallelujah. Love is the first fruit, as I said. And then it is number one. It could have come two, it could have been three, it could have been four, five, six. But because it is so important. At work, I worked with the disabilities. And when I see when their parents bring them there, and all the person who works in that facility, oh, they care for them, oh, they nurture them, I said, it must have been love. There is something about these people that we expect Christians to have that, hallelujah, that passion within them. Oh, God, when you hear what is happening in our world today, rumors of war, their society is in dying, and because we know that I'm no love, war, Iraq against Iran, hallelujah, United States, China is not big problem, but come on, all we need is love. So this word means Jesus, because Jesus is love. Hallelujah, hey. When you have love, you are all. Just think about it. Think about it. When you have love, I mean you of all. You are not want of anything. Because therefore you will have Jesus. You understand? He said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And if you shall not want, that means you have love. I don't worry because I know where I'm going. I know. A joy in my ringing. I know. Because I know I have love within me. I am not perfect, but I try.
Yes.
Amen. You understand? And the important thing is for you to try. Try to have love. Because if you want to be like that man, the man from Galilee, the man who walked those miles for you, the man who gave it all for you, the one, hallelujah, who came and gave his life for you, you must have love. Amen. So it doesn't make sense. You come here, sit down night upon night, day upon day. It doesn't make sense if you don't have love. You need to get the parties right. You need to put love in your life. many times you hear people say, I forgive. I forgive you. Brother Monkey, I forgive you for what you have done. But every time I see you, I remember what you have done. I say, come on. You can't say you forgive and still having up remembering it. You can't forgive someone and don't let it go. Therefore, you do not have no love within you. So if you are hurting because someone has done something in the past, my brother and sister, it's time to give it up. It's time to say, search me, O Lord, all my ways and my thoughts, Jesus. See if there is any wicked way within me, Jesus. Black out. Wash me. Let me wipe your snow.
Hallelujah.
You need to reach that there in your life, now because God is love. And if children of God, if you are here, and you want to go through that process, you have to go through the fire. You have to go through it.
Yes.
You have to have love.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
L-O-V-E. That's it. Love. Jesus is love.
Yes.
Tell your brother and sister beside you, love is all we need. Nothing more. If you have love, you have everything. As I said, stop. Love does not delight in evil. So you can do all that you want to do. As I always said to my wife, when I do anything wrong, for me, it's like, I don't know how to pray. It's like, I feel so embarrassed. How can I go to this man, Jesus? I always think about it. I don't know if you have been going through the same thing. But because I know that I have done something wrong. In the garden when Adam and Eve know that they've done something, when they were naked, they know they have done something wrong. So the child of God, if whenever you do something and you know that you have done something wrong, you need to put on that love. You need to accept love within your life. Call out to Jesus and say, God, Jesus is like, love, have mercy upon me. Love, come by me, cleanse me. I am not perfect, Lord. I am weak. I am down at the river here, Lord. Please come and help me. Satan, hey, don't want me to call. Come here, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I am the Lord. I need love within me. Hallelujah. The songwriters sing a lot of songs. Many songs people sing. And then we listen to them. But most of the time, I hear my director come and he stands there and he sings his heart out. And when he sings, I know what I have been through. I know where I've been coming from. I don't know where you have been. I don't know where you have been coming from. I know nothing about you. I know what love has been doing for me. I know love has been covered. I know despite what my circumstances are, love was there. And I tell you, my brother and sister, don't give up on love, because love is able just to do about anything for you. Love will always be there in the bad times and the good times. So when you are down in the valley, love will be there. When you are out on the road, against the wall, oh, love will be there, because Jesus, he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, my children, I will be with you always, not today, not tomorrow, or maybe another day. He will always be there for you. So my brothers and sisters, love is all you need. A time you hear people might come and say, hallelujah, Jesus, away from God. I always tell my wife things. I said, this is my theory. Come here, my sister. Come here, my sister. Come here. Yeah. This is how I see it. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is how I see it. I am walking with love. Do I? Am I walking with love, saints of God? Am I walking with love, saints of God? So every time I know that I'm not walking with love, I go back. Because I want to ground on the other side of my head. in sin. This is a sinful world we're in, brothers and sisters. Think about it.
Yes, it is.
This is the United States. This is different from America. This is different from Jamaica, I would say. I used to, a lot of people in church, I used to people worshiping. I used to people crying. I used to, when you come to the altar, you see people all over that's giving them all to Jesus. I hear testimony. I hear screaming. I see people filling. I see God working and moving. I see children trying to come to Sunday school. But my friends, we are special. We are peculiar people. We are chosen for time like this. And love has made it possible that we are here tonight to hear that love is all we need. We do not need a Obama. We do not need no other. Leaders, they cannot help us.
Amen.
You understand? Your mother can't help us. Your sister, your brother, your sons and daughters can't help you. Remember, that love is all you need.
All we need.
He cares. He cares. He said, I love you, my child. I will always be there for you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God is able just to do about anything. I can tell you about the situation I remember many years ago. When you have love, God will put you to be the head and not the tail. You understand? It's just a matter of time. As I looked up there, it's just a season. So you're going to wait, because that's all love works. He doesn't work when you want it. He doesn't show because you want it now. He will always be on time.
Amen.
I remember a lot of people have gone through a lot of situations. People say a lot of things. But because of love, he lifted me up.
Yes.
He picked me up. He turned me around. Hallelujah. He planted my feet and higher ground. So I will come there and not the tail.
Yes,
but I remain humble in His sight. I remain humble as a child of God. I know that my God is able to see me through. I know despite what we have been going through. You have been going through something, my sister, but hold on to love. You have been going through something, but don't give up. You have been going through something, it's just a test. You have been going through something, it's all about the process, my sister. Brother, keep on holding on, because God will appear. He will come when you least expect it. Because love said He will return. And I know as we sit here, we all on a mission. We all on one aim. And our whole mind are determined. As we said, we are determined to hold on today. And that's what I said. I am determined. Everyone here probably could sing the same song, said, I am determined to hold on to the end. But hear what? Jesus has to be with you. If He's not with you, you are going nowhere. It's like a passport. You get the visa. Without the visa, we could not come to the United States of America. It's just like that. If you don't have love, it's like you're missing a link. You're missing that link. That link that needs to embrace you, that connection. There, you're missing because it is missing. So my friend, Jesus is love. I want to come and tell you that, as He said to me, He said, my child, I know what you are going through. I know your situation. Don't give up. Keep holding on. Keep holding on. Don't want to listen to what is happening around you. You understand? Because the flesh wrestles against the spirit. And if every time you listen to what is happening in your ear, that negative, like a bee, if you continue to allow that to affect you, you will become that. Because what you put in your system, it's becoming you. So if you eat anger, you become anger. If you eat love, you become love. Love, you must leave love. You must dream love. You because God is love. Sister, as the songwriter said, I surrender. I surrender. Oh, he said, all to Jesus. Hallelujah. I surrender. I want everybody to stand on their feet now. Jesus Christ. Everybody stand on your feet and reflect. Just reflect upon what love has done for you. Just reflect upon the goodness and mercy he has done for you. Don't think about what you want yet now, but just think about what he has done for you before. Just think about how God he has been able to do things that seem impossible.